So before Ian went off on his holes, he asked me to think about this topic. And I've probably pondered on it a lot in those times. And I was a little nervous about speaking. And then Ian said I was the only one, so I'm even more nervous now. But I will try and put together the thoughts that I've had and hope that it makes sense. So I think the two words that I came up with to think about what the cross means to me is humbled yet brave. So I'll try and explain how that works. So I think my first thought about the cross comes from my place as a mum, and that I'm humbled that God could send his own son, that he as a father could sacrifice his son. And I think I'm humbled at that more to the fact because he did that because he loved me. And in that moment that I fail every day at following him well, and in that moment where I feel that I'm not what he would want me to be, and yet he still did it because he loves me and he wants every part of me to live for him. And he wants to take care of all of the things. In one of my readings this week, it came from Psalm 18, verse 46, and it was just the first three words, and it says, "The Lord lives." The Lord lives, which is a wonderful truth, and three little words, but equally three big words. And that because of his sacrifice and because the Lord lives, that means he can take care of all the things that we think he knows nothing about, that we may think are insignificant. But because he can take care of all things, and he knows all things and he loves all things, nothing is impossible. Nothing is too much for him or too hard for him. And even though it may feel like it's too hard for us some days, nothing's too hard for him. So I'm humbled that because of his sacrifice, that he can be everything and that he can take all that, those trials, and he can take all those things that I feel that I can't do every day and I feel like I fail at every day. He can take those. Sorry. And he can make them not impossible. So he can make them possible. I can see lots of my house group here, and we've been looking at James in the last few weeks. And I think that's where this second part of my thoughts came from, in that the cross makes me feel brave. We looked in James, and it says, "Consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. Perseverance must finish his work, so you must be mature and complete, not lacking anything." And it really struck me, one of the things that they said about kind of precious metals, and that a silversmith would keep boiling up the silver and he would let the impurities come to the top. And that really struck a chord with me, and that actually we can go through trials, however they may feel, whether they be personal trials, whether they be family trials, whether they be trials through things at work, and that can be for good, and that can be joyful. And I think I felt brave through the cross because I've been able to come through those trials in the last probably 8, 9, 10 years, through miscarriage, through stress and anxiety at work, through postnatal depression, through illnesses, through Dad's illness last year in particular. And there was one song in particular that kept me through it. Was that it's a Bethel song, and it's "You Make Me Brave," that you cause me to walk into the waters, that you can cause me to feel that everything is crashing around me and everything is overwhelming me, but actually you can make me brave, Lord. And through those trials, through that boiling of the precious metal, that actually that's all pure joy. And it doesn't feel like pure joy going through it, but I can see the joy after. I think. And I try now to, rather than be cross and stressed with things, try and see where the joy can be. So rather than being cross because the A46 is gridlocked again, I can turn the worship music on and I can have a joyful morning ready to face work. So I think through the sacrifice of Jesus, I feel humbled because he loved me enough, even though I'm still a sinner, but I know it and I can say sorry for it and I can keep working hard so he can refine me. And all the once the good stuff comes to the top, once all the bad is gone, then we can try and be more and more like him. That's still a work in progress here, but I'm trying. So I'm so grateful for God's love to allow me to be brave and to allow me to feel humbled at his cross. Thank you. Ian asked me to choose a song, and the one I keep thinking of is Lord, Make Jesus Real to Me. So if anyone knows what that hymn is, probably an old one from Baptist days. But I chose one that means everything, because it talks about everything. It talks about all the things that we want to shout out that Jesus is and shout out to the world. I believe you sang it this morning, but I wasn't here. So we'll sing it again anyway. Our Father, everlasting. I believe in God the Father.